一个很难搞的，只要是你不来过年上，所以等于你用的都可以改名，把买马车的什么地都要被压缩。那我们这个大爷干嘛？这是你们给他负担了。Because the more is the castle in the Mishne, Isha, Isha, we are Gito, watch it, see, we are for that, the more we the question, Isha, we are going to be Gasho, so Rashi explains it, so there should be no need for that of a Nechta. She can burn it and everything, I mean, the moment she produces it before Bezin, so then Bezin will immediately give her a Ptor, a certificate, that she can get married, and then she can even burn the get. Then says so this is how Rashi explains. So the Rambam also explained the Kashi more that way. And the Raimed was very cognizant of the fact that the Rambam smoke here for this halacha is that the more that for Dalit, Isha Mechmuot Kittel Yodi Gashu. So he says, so what kind of Kashi is it? You know, when I come out, you know, for that for next time. So he told you, we took the Kami, but my actual Mechmuot Kittel Yodi Gashu. Beim Tagen als ich, mit dem ich so sein Wort, wo man sich in Zirin Kiyum, wie war da im Jahr der Bau? Wir holen in Zirin Kiyum, was ich um mehre, was ich um mehre, schaaf in Loi Ahre, im hat er eche Schisch wie es Rebbe, wie Loi Kiyum agit. Er war da jetzt auch, bevor ich bin Gerach Acheres. Was ist Gerach Acheres? Gott ist gemolle mefreshes, ich habe mich wollte getrunken in den Kassel. Der Rebbe doesn't say, what the Gerach Acheres is, what the Gerach Acheres is. But like a Mishneh explains the Derech Acheres, and then he mentions that in the name of the Baal Mishorim, that he said that Pshat. Anyway, so he says that the Derech Acheres of the Raimed is, here the Mishneh says, Isha Atzman V'yogito, U'v'uvach Yitzrich Olim V'fonachtu V'fonachtam, but if the Isha says V'fonachtu V'fonachtam, so it's effective, she's the menace, so the Gemara's Kashi is, even if the Isha says V'fonachtu V'fonachtam, she should not be the menace. Because who is Nemo to say for that for Nechta? Even though he's not doing it in the Dechot. A Shliach is Nemo. A Shliach is Nemo. A Shliach of the Baal is Nemo. He the Chachomim gave the Mones. Masha'im gave the Isha herself. She should not be the menace to say before Nechta for Nechta. So even with before Nechta for Nechta, she should not be allowed to get married. In other words, just the reverse of Rashi's Pshat. According to Rashi, so the Kasha of the Gemara is, why is it necessary for the Isha to say before Nechta? According to the Raibed, the Kasha of the Gemara is, Isha Mechmot Yigidu Yodi Yigal Shalom. And it has nothing to do with her testimony. By with the Shliya, there was a, so that was the Takolis Chachomim. That the Isha becomes Migoreshes only if the Shliach couples it with that testimony. The handing over of the get, he couples with that testimony. So is Nemo. But only Shliach is the one is. But the Isha's testimony for that Nechtam has no significance. So even if she said it for that Nechtam, she should not be allowed to get married. That's the Derech Acheres. And then many Rishayim say that in the name of the Raimed, apparently. They knew, I mean, that this is how the Raimed explained the Gemara. Otherwise, they wouldn't say that the Pshat the Raimed. So the Raimed Shita is at the other pole of Rashi Shita and the Rambam Shita. Rashi Shita and the Rambam Shita is that when an Isha herself produces a get, if it's not handled through the medium of Ishliach, then we don't need anything, we don't require anything. Baby, I'll just follow in the Chutzlah. And the Raimed Shita is, on the contrary, that where Shliach is not involved, then it's much more chomor. Then, Getisho has the same deen as all other stories. They will require real kiyum. Real kiyum. And without real kiyum, she cannot get married. Bein be'ar, bein be'chutz lo'aretz, bein be'ar tisroel. Then, the Rivosh mentions in the name of the Rashbo, and I mean, we can see, I mean, even though the Rashbo doesn't say it explicitly, but there are two, you can deduce that from two Rashbos, from combining two Rashbos. But the Rivosh says that that's the Shita of the Rashbo, and he agrees with that Shita. And he says that that's the Shita of Tesfas also. And the only Rishayim, who are chilek is Rashi and Rambam. That's all he says. And Tesfas is not, he agrees with that Shita. But the Shita of the Rashbo is as follows, that if the Isha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, so just as the Chachom didn't require before the Nechtam, in Eretz Yisrael when it's delivered to Ishliach, so what if for Nechtam? It's also Kiyum. It's Kiyum It's a kiyum that is done by an idachot, by the shliach. But it's kiyum. So the Takkonis Chachamim was that in the Eretz Yisrael, where the Harini Mitzuyin Likaimei, we don't make the Likaimei. And in Chutz Loretz, where there are any Mitzuyin Likaimei, we do have the Likaimei. So in Mele, the Rashba Shitti is as follows. In Chutz Loretz, so the Chachamim require kiyum. But when the Shliach delivers it from Chutz Loretz, then it is enough if the Shliach himself is Mekayim. If he says before Lech, before Lech. However, if the Yishe produces Igeret, then we require Kiyum if she produces it in Chutz Loretz. But if an Isha produces Iget in the Eretz Yisrael, so just as the Chachamim didn't require before Nechtam, before Nechtam. When I was before Nechtam, before Nechtam, that's in lieu of Kiyum. So, why? Because they didn't require. So they didn't, for the same reason, they didn't require regular Kiyum when the Isha herself produces the Iget. And therefore the verse says that this Vishita is also like that. Because even though it takes that basis, the mission of this kind of his law, our constant loss of Paolo Mario, Nisis Alpiaget, or Italina Mizuia, Mishugina Telabono, so he says, the Mishugina Telabono, so this has reference to the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah refer to? To a get that is delivered by Shriach from Eretz Yisrael. So mainly in Eretz Yisrael, because in between the Kandi, the Chachomim didn't reply again. But in Chutz Loretz, Tesves will agree, the reverse says. Anyway, so whatever Tesves Shite is, Pashtus, Haloshin of Tesves is not much, I get, but the reverse says. But one thing is sure, that according to Rashi and Rambam, so when the Yishi produces the get, whether it's not Sonor Chutz Loretz, there is no need of deal. According to the Raibet, when the Yishi herself produces the get, whether it's not Sonor Chutz Loretz, there is a requirement of deal. According to the Rashbo, if the Yishi herself produces the get of Chutz Loretz, there is a requirement of deal. Because it needs to be kind. But if the Isha herself produces the get out of the soil, since it needs to be kind, and for the same reason that they didn't require the Shliach to be kind, so they didn't require any kiyum when the Isha herself produces the get. These are the three shittas. Now, how does the Rashbo explain? So on one hand, the Rashbo here, now the more, he says the same thing that Esau says, that base. The Tesis says that means that, in other words, that the Mishmigin Akil Rabbah. But here he talks about the get that was executed and sent over from Eretz Yisrael. But then in the Gemara that from Dalet, which is reference to the case where Nisha produces a get of Chutz Loretz, and the Gemara has the Kashi Nisha Mechbot Igital Yodi Igal Shalo, so Rashi explains the Kashi, so why is there a need before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam, so the Rashbo explains it differently. Not like Rashi, and not like the Raivet, but he has a third pshat. Here the Mishnah says, "Uisha Atzman V'Yer Gitom, Uvil Vachit Tzrichlim for Nechtam for Nechtam." So that means that the testimony for the Nechtam, for the Nechtam by the Isha, is a condition preceding to the Geirashin of the Isha. That's true when the Isha is divorced by Shliach, through Shliach. So then the Takkonis Chachamim was that if the Shliach did not sing for Nechtam, so then it is Me'akim Yirash. Masha'inkim, but the Gemara's Kasha is, but here, how can the testimony of the Shliach be Me'akim Yirash? True, she cannot get married unless she is Mikayames. But suppose she produces the get. She produces the get, and then she will ultimately be mikayim. So l'mafreya it will be determined that l'mafreya she was migrashis. Masha'im came when the shliach delivers the get. So then it's not l'mafreya. She cannot be divorced until the shliach says it for the lechtam. So that's the Gemara's kasha. This is how the Rashi explains. Ishim Khmot Gitul Yod Rikash. Kosma Rambam Zal. She Ishe Shaket Yitzit Tachasyod Oye Chish Shimar Zikin Yisom Yitreshes. Ve'afo Pishina Get Mikoyev. Ve'nira Shedin Ikze Mikan Shomach Biyom Gitul Yod Rikash. Ve'in Tzchilonu Fonat Fonechtam. She Tiknu Mokim Kiyom. Ve'ze Teime. Shari Shonimu ביקשו בעזדת חופי סבת אהלן, בולי ששום לא ישישי שישי ניקו שלים למנס, ואימי שאים שאו ישי שישי ישי למנס. אלו, סוחו. Well, that's no kasha. Over there, the Mishnah doesn't mention a case where the Isha produces a get. So, the Isha, the Gemara talks of a case, deals with a case, where the Isha, where we know that the Isha originally was an Ishishish. She was Hulik of a Chaskas Ishishish. And now she says, she tells us, she was Nisgasha. And she doesn't produce a get. So then he's in a menace. If, let's say, she was not Ruzko Becheska Shishish, we don't even know who she is, what she was, but she comes to a new place and she tells us she was married in the other place and then she got divorced. So then we say, Apeshoz Apeshiv. Let's say a woman comes over from Europe and we don't know anything about her and she tells us she was married in Europe and she divorced. So then we say, Apeshoz Apeshiv. But if we know that she was married in Europe, and then now she comes and she says, my husband divorced me, so we are torture. So then she's not in the menace because there is no apeshos or apeshitia. But where she produces a get, then the Gemara in Ksumis doesn't say anything that she's not in the menace. But he mentions that as a kashi. El mashom lo mechduvot ikitam yod yigarsho. לא, לאו למנגד לכל שגת יצא תרציון אינכי שטרי, ואפילו לא הקיום. אלו לפי ששנים לא איש עצמי ויגיטו ואינו גרשס, עד שטוב יגיטו, ויתם לפנחת ופנחתם, ולפי חוכית שהוא, וכי אינו איש שמתגרשס, אלו משיבס או לבסנו, ויתם לפנחת ופנחתם, ועל אם חינוס בו, הפעם נסגר לשאות. תשובו שמאסת את קיום, תובי מברר, but what she is מברר, so she, then we know that she is מתגרשס ומפריה. מה שאין כי אם הוא נשמיע דלו איזה גט, so the אמירה מפנחת ולנחת מידי רבונות is מעטים לגיירשן. When does she become completely מגרש יסיד מידי רבונות? Only when he says it for the נחת ולנחת. So why does the Mishnah base the effectiveness of the Gereshin upon her Amir? Her Amir is of no significance. But in the Haname, she has to be mevaret, and she has to be mevaret through the Kiyo. So from this Rashbo it would appear that the Rashbo agrees with the Raimet. But then the Rashbo here dafres distinguishes between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So the Rebbe says that means that the Rashbo distinguishes between a nisho who produces a get in Chutz La'aretz and a nisho who produces a get in Eretz Yisrael. When a nisho produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, so we may learn for the same reason that they shliach in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't have to say for that to be mechtam, because if it's in the kaime, so the nisho herself doesn't have to be mechtam. Mashenkin, if she produces in Chutz La'aretz, so the shliach has to say for that to be mechtam, because they need to be mechtam. So if the nisho herself produces a get in Chutz La'aretz, she also has to be mechtam. These are the three sheets. All right. Now, Liflug it's mashma that most Rishayim agree with Rashi and Rambam. If you go through the Rishayim, except the Raimid and the Rashbo, but the Gvosh in the Jewish, he says that most Rishayim agree with Rashbo. Rashbo, Raimid, I mean, but only Rashi and the Rambam are the only two Rishayim, he says, who do not require anything. That's what the Gvosh is. It's strange, but this is what he says. All right. Now, the next mission. Amen ich gebe mir sei am wenn ich hole von der von der da in der schon wegen ist kein mehr ist mal er hat die noch zu arbeiten schon mir mehr kommen wie wie sagt nach hoch ich schon die noch zu arbeiten wenn ich hole von dem mal schon mehr kommen wie wir von der da mein wir hole ihr mir gehst hat es bereits so gibt du war knall auf schon mal gesagt kommt gerade schon kommt am rabbi ist auch mal sich nicht so wie ich bekehr ist von der da macht nicht schar נושאים של רעבוד, תום רעבונון, בשלי של רוחים, של נושאים של רעבוד, שום הוא מלך הוא מייבי. What do you mean שום הוא מלך הוא מייבי? ג'וז לזה שליחו בגן קישו. So, has to say for נחתו for נחתם, if he's, השליח, has to say for נחתו for נחתם, because he needs to be kind of made, if he, so here too, he has to say for נחתם, or before I נחתם, if he's someone is a שליח, we start שיחו. וכל קצ'י יש לו קורסים, פוסט קדושת של העבוד, נאו קורסים, so one is guided. Now, we pass in that goes according to the man don't have it, קורסים גרנסים. This is how we pass, except that nowadays they have a thing of going. But that was, when did they acquire a thing of going? Only be made Ramam and Ravas. But prior to that, so according to Mandomakos and Kerem is saying, so they are regular Jews. A kusi that is not a kusi chaver is certainly possible because he's legorat and he's royal gomor and amoret. So he's royal gomor and amoret, so he's in a loy mimikhov, loy mimishne, loy mimacharet, he's possible like this with Rabbanon. So the male a kusi is also possible like this. But if he's a kusi chaver, so then he's kosher like this. So by other stories, if there is one aid is a kusi, so it's possible. Even though the other aid is Yisrael Gomor. Because by other stories there is no aloche of an aid in Chesmel as Mifnize. So maybe it's possible, let's say, if there are two signatories, one is Yisrael Gomor and one is a kusi, so it's possible. So it's possible. Why? Because it's very likely and most probably the kusi is not the kusi chaver, because the overwhelming majority of the kusi were not kusim chaver, just a mute of the kusim or kusim chaver. So maybe it's very likely that the kusim is a kusi amoret, not kusi chaver. Now, how is it that the Yisroel joined him? The answer is the Yisroel might not have known, the co-signatory might not have known that the kusi is his partner in signing the shtar. And he still signed it because there is no requirement of an inchismal as Ebn Ezeh. Mashay kinvay gedish on shtar shicho. So there is a special takonis chachomim that one aid is not allowed to affix his signature to a gedish or to shtar shicho unless the other aid is present and they sign the get on the shtar shicho together at the same time. So here we could not say that maybe the Yisroel Gomor signed it while he didn't know that his co-signatory is a kusi. Because if he didn't know how he was allowed to sign, he's only allowed to sign together with the co-signatory. It's a special takone. So obviously the Yisroel, the co-signatory, so knew. If he knew, how did he sign? How did he join with the kusi amoret? So he probably made sure the one who joined him, his co-signatory, he was not an ordinary kusi. He was a kusi chaver. So in Mele, it's kosher. But that's only true in Gitmosh Shravodim. But not in other stories. The other stories, there is no aloche of an inchismat and Mele. So that's his second common characteristics between Getish and Shravodim. A third common characteristic between שירש דרבודים, איזה כל השתור הזה אין בחוי של חום, מהבוא משחס מהם, אין חום עם שאירים, חוץ מגרינושים שכל העבודים, וכי תמרד מי הבאם פה, הואים נתן כזה לאיש, נשתה שחזר לעבדי, רוצה לעזר בשני ימי עזר, דמרד מי So, the machleki between the meyer and the chachomim is on the question as to whether shtar shichu is a schus or shtar shichu is a chayim. So the meyer says shtar shichu is a schus or a chayim to be other chayim. The rabbonon say that it's a schus. The meyer says no, that shtar shichu is a chayim. Shtar shichu is a chayim. Why is that shtar shichu a chayim? So if the rabbi was a kohen, so it has an element of chayvah because he becomes deprived of the opportunity to eat truma. But the Meir holds that even in the case where he's the ordinary Yisrael, so shichu is a chayv. Why is it a chayv? I mean, what detriment is there? He becomes free, so that's the biggest advantage there is. And there is no detriment. So Gemara says, because after the Bechira Nichalei, and since as a result of the Chirus, he's not allowed to marry a Shifro, so mainly it's a Chir, because after the Bechira Nichalei, so what does it mean? After the Bechira Nichalei, well, that's not such a wonderful quality, Bechira Nichalei. The answer is, in order that something should be a Shchus, so it's not enough that on an ideal level, it's a Shchus. On an ideal level, so pas mamelach techu mayim surot ishte uvatir atomer is a schus, but people are not in that matrega on that level.
So in many ways, because the Ebed is not on that level, so in many ways it's considered a chayim. In order to be a schus, so it must be a schus that is adapted to his nature and to his tendencies and to his lifestyle. And if it doesn't conform to his lifestyle and to his disposition and to his character, so then it's a chayim. Anyway, that's the machlekes between the Chachomim and Rameya as to whether Shtat Shicho is a schus or Shicho is a chayim. According to the Rabbonon, Shicho is a schus. So the Mele, if the Rabbon says to the Shliach, Tein Shtar Shicho Zele Abdi, so the Mele, we apply the Loch of Zochmod and Shleim before them. So the Mele, the Shliach becomes a Shliach with Kabbalah of the Ebed. But according to Rameya, he can't become a Shliach with Kabbalah of the Ebed because Shicho is a chayim. And the Chom Lod all in front of. So only the Ebed will designate him as his Shliach. Then he can be Meshucha by, for the Kabbalah by the Shliach. Otherwise, now, so these are the three common characteristics between Yetisho and Shtashim. Now let's see the Rashi. Very strange Rashi. Right. Chut b'chashim b'kot b'shim b'gaz, b'shokos b'shim b'gaz, כל גט קוראים הכל שטח, ובגינו שגם נכתיב מפה שתיים. פועלים ממחו יש לי חובים, שנעשו השטורי, סל דיבס, יש לי חובים, שחסמי יחיס, שבסי יחיים להסקשבת. דינה למה הוא חוסה דינה, ואבופי שהנעיסים והמקבל ישראל, חוץ בגינו שי. Now, here, let's go over the Mishnah, that you know the days. כל השטור עשה יום למחו יש לי חובים, אבופי שחסמי יחיים חובים, שחוץ בגינו שי שחבות. So the Gemara says, "Kaposi giton, goish the mecha loish the matone, bish le the mecha mechiyoyim says the kamayi unikone, ushtori gai baalu, the yoyim says the kamayi la the mara nafshayi the kasu the shtori, el matone, mai kokone, la vay shtore, la vay shtore, vay shtore chasu baalu." So the Gemara's kashi is the Mishnah says, in a general way, that all shtori moment executed by goish the kohos. So, a kosher, a valid, even though the signatory is some goyish tores, a goyim, the officers of the court, usually they are goyim. So, bishleime in regard to shtaraye, so that's only the raye baume. Let's say, if the mechira took place to guest, and the shtar is given only to serve as evidence of the fact that the sode was sold, was transferred, from Reuven to Shimon, so then we understand this why the shtar executed by Goyim Shekot, even though the signatories are Goyim, Murim, so still it is kosher. Because we are only interested in being involved effects, and we have there is a presumption that courts don't lie. Courts don't lie. We're Marin Afshad. So Mele, it's a bill. So it's a bill. But Shtamatone, so through the shtar, the title is transferred from Reuven to Shimon. So, and what Shtar requires Eidim, and the Goyim is supposed to lay this. So, the Mele, the Goyim is supposed to lay this. So, how can it transfer title? That's Gemara's question. So, the Gemara has two questions. The first question is that when the Mishnah says Kol HaShtores, so it includes Shtore Matone also. But why is it valid? Because that's the law of the Malchus. The Melech. That's the law of the Melech. He issued the decree that any piece of land that is transferred through a deed that is executed by courts, he is capable, so he's valid. So in other words, so that's the law of the Malchus. So in other words, so the title is transferred because the Malchus says so. And there is aloche in Dine Momenes. The Malchus has the keyach to divest title, to be mafkiya moment, and to invest title, to declare that the moment that belongs to Reuven should belong to Shimon. And so in Mele, it is effective. So it's effective because of Dine Malchus and Dine, in Dine Momenes. V'boi yisei meton echutz mechigid ha'ashim. The second question says, that when the Mishnah says, Kol ha'shtor yisei v'achon yisei v'chovim, it doesn't mean all shtori momen. It means only shtori rai, chutz mechigid inoshim, except for shtores that unlike Dignoshi, what is the essential feature of Get Ishot? It's Ishtakingen, it's not Ishtahayim. So that means, according to the second version, all Shtorim Atone, if they are executed by Goyish courts, are invalid. Even though we know that they say the truth, they don't lie in the courts. So what? But it requires Eidim. It goes possible. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Now, there is a very important deal in Rashi. Rashi says, even though both parties involved, both litigants, are Israel. In other words, Rashi implies, needless to mention, that in any case where one of the litigants is a goy, so of course the Malchus Adine. Then it goes without saying that the Malchus Adine. If one party in the litigation is a goy, but the Chiddush of Shmuel is that even if both parties are Israeli and a goy is not a party, so then we could argue, so why should the law of the Malchus have any significance? It doesn't affect any goy, it affects only Jews. And Jews are bound by the din oneness of the Torah. What have they to do with the din of Malchuse? So that's the chiddush of Shmuel. The din of Malchuse, even vis-a-vis a sichsech, a litigation between two Jews. But it's mashma from Rashi that where one of the parties is going, then it's in the most partial that the din of Malchuse is affected. We have to understand why. Is there a halacha of din malchus and no, there isn't. If there is, so then it's valid, even in the case where both parties are Jews. And this is the MS. Well, Rashi himself is saying it. And so why is it more of a chiddush? And if there is no halacha of din malchus and dinah, so then even if one of the parties is a goy, so what if he's a goy? So is he achsen, just because he's a goy? We have to understand. Chutz b'chiddush. The lab ne krisis nino. Hoyu vuli shaykhe bekeras gitten u gdushi. What does Rashi say? The lab ne krisis nino. Hoyu vuli shaykhe bekeras gitten u gdushi. Sotesis points out. Rashi doesn't mean that's the only reason as to why a goy cannot sign a get. There is another reason as to why a goy cannot sign a get. Because there is more than one reason. But there is one reason because a goy is postulatus. And then a goy doesn't sign a shmo, even if he is mechashek lishmo, so his mishmo is no lishmo, as Abraham says. So Tesis points out, Rashi doesn't mean that that's the only reason as to why a goy is possible to sign again. That's one of the reasons. But there's another reason a goy is possible like this. And then by get there is a special aloche that only one who is mitiras gittin ugdushin is kosher like this. But one who is not mitiras gittin ugdushin is possible like this. All right, but Rashi mentioned one time. The Rabbi says, "The Holy One Shaykh will get the vision." But Adim is stubborn there. So, in other words, so Rashi here goes according. Rashi here accords with the first version of the Gemara that when the Mishnah says "Kol Ashtoros Yevachim Shalom Chomim Sherim," it includes Shtorim Atone as well. Why? Why is Shtorim Atone valid when it's signed by Goyish judges? Why? Because Dinei Malchus Adine. So why does Rashi say, "Avo Adim is stubborn there"? Because Dinei Malchus Adine. What has it to do with Dinei Stavuninei? Because Dinei Malchus Adine. So obviously Rashi is here explaining the basis for the aloche of Dinei Malchus Adine. Well, after all, what is Dinei Malchus Adine? Shmuel mentioned Dinei Malchus Adine. That means, that Dinei Malchus Adine means that applies to the Nemomenes. I don't mean when I say it applies to the Nemomenes that you don't have to have a regard for the Chok HaMalchus that has no shayches with the Nemomenes. So there is a nisar of being married in the Malchus. So you have to fulfill every law of the Malchus. As long as it's not inconsistent with the law of the Torah. Of course, if there is a law of the Malchus that is inconsistent with the law of the Torah, so that kind of law you don't have to observe. But if it's not inconsistent with the law of the Torah, you have to observe it. Because so whenever you violate the law, even a traffic regulation, so you are made of the malchus. If you violate the law, so you are made of the malchus. So there is no doubt that it's osa. But that's not the din of din malchus edine. Din malchus edine is something else. That applies only to din mamnes. That the malchus is a keach to change the mnemonics. Now, for example, the Gemara in Baba Kama says that if somebody invades a tax, he doesn't pay the tax that is due to the Malchus, to the Melech, so it's considered Gezel. It's considered Gezlakup. In other words, so if the Malchus imposes a tax, it becomes a debt, as if you borrowed it. So it's a Chir Chayim. So the Malchus has a Keach to change the ownership of a person. Now, if ownership has been heretofore vested in Reuven, and the Malchus says that if a certain person is delinquent in the payment of his taxes, so his sode is confiscated, and the one who pays for his taxes, he becomes the owner of his sode, then the Malchus says, then through this law of the Malchus, title changes from Reuven to Shimon. So it's only Aloha in the Mormonis. It's all halacha nimonis. It has nothing to do. I mean, you'll find many rabbis, they mention in Shmuel's Dine, Malchus Adine, that you have to be loyal to the Malchus. You have to be loyal to the Malchus. But the Shmuel's member of Dine, Malchus Adine, has nothing to do with it. Never mind that the Jewish press writes that capital punishment is all right because Shmuel says Dine, Malchus Adine. The one who wrote it doesn't know what he's writing, you see. Shmuel's Dine of Dine, Malchus Adine only applies to Dine nimonis. That he can change the ownership. Now, if the Malchus says, of course, if it's based upon reason, not if it's arbitrary, then it's not Dine the Malchus said, then it's Gazlanus the Malchus said, that also is mentioned. But if it's based upon reason, upon logic, and it's for the Temas Miyam Dine, so then the Malchus has the Keach to change title from one person to another. So why does the Ramban mention, why does Rashi mention our Adin in Stavulich? What has it to do with Din? Now, one of the Zayin mitzvahs is Din. There is a machleket between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is Din? According to the Rambam, Din means that every ume of Goyim is mechuyev to have a system of courts. According to the Ramban, Din means that they have to be done in the nimonis. In Shomrim, you see, in Mazik Benizek, let's say Ibn Eyach causes damage to another person, so he has to pay. Now, so the Ramon in Ishtumez has a subject. Now, most Rishonim agree with the Shita of the Rambam, that Dini means the nimonis. So the Ramon in Ishtumez has a subject. What does it mean, Ibn Eyach Anistar Ladini? The Ramban says in Chumash, Parshat Yishlach, Kedei Shomrim and Mazik Benizek and so on. Does it mean that Neneach are bound by the same Dine Momenes of the Torah? In other words, if Neneach is a Shimachino, so he's Chayef of Pshiyeh. If Neneach is a Shimachino, he's Chayef of Neva Beine. If Neneach is a Sheyeh, so he's Chayef of Bons. Or it means that Neneach are Mechuyev to adapt the civil code. And that civil code that they adapt, Lifidaito is binding upon them, but not that they are bound by our demons. So that's the sophic raised by the Ramah in the Jews. And the Ramah says a very strange thing. If there is a machlokes in Sanhedrin between Rabbi Yechiel and Rabbi Yitzchok, how do we deduce that Bnei Acham Mitzuva Adin? So everybody deduces from the possible by the Sava, the Shema, the Kima, Odom, Leimir. We call it Hagan Nochetich. So one Mandoma, Rabbi Yechiel deduces it, says Elikim Eluhadim Shenema Vinigash Balabais Elohim. And then another man, that's Rabbi Yechiel. And Rabbi Yitzchak says Vayitzav Eluhadim Shenema Kidati Vimanashi Yitzav is one of his basic. So it's a question from which word Dinim is deduced, whether from Elikim or from Yitzchak. So he says, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that it's deduced from Elikim, so that means that they are bound by the Dine Momenes that were revealed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dine Momenes of the Torah. And according to Rabbi Yitzchok, that is deduced from Baitzah, so they're not bound by the Dine Momenes of the Torah, but each Jew, each nation has the right, has the duty, not only the right, to adopt a single code, and that single code is binding upon them. I mean, it's very strange, I mean, that they should be tailored in this. But everybody is chelik, everybody is chelik. the Marshal Israeli Hadiye, and the Marshal Israeli, and then it is, and then, well, he was hundreds of years later, but he's also Chelik and Ramo, not Chelik and Ramo, because everybody is Chelik and Ramo. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in his Perush on Pirkei Avos, so he says that there is no shaila that the Neach are not bound by the Nemoneh of the Torah, because his Perush Posik in Tehillim, Magid Vor of Yaakov, Chukov u'mishpotov v'Yisroel, lo sochein l'chol goy u'mishpotim bal nidoim. What does mishpotim mean? The Nemoneh, Sila Mishpotim Shalas Mufneim. So it says u'mishpotim bal nidoim, if they are bound by the Nemoneh of the Torah, Shibasochor and Shibachinom and Jael and Darudovis Nizitin, Odom and Jael and Beer. So then, why is it Mishpotim Bal Nidoi? So the Prime Olojna says that according to everybody, according to Yitzchok and according to Rabbi Yechanan, Dini means that they have to adopt this Lukot. As a matter of fact, from the Ramban in his Perush and Chumash, Rabban is chayvut peyosh chumash parash bishalach. So by more, shom tzivo chayk mishpot. So that means that the neyach, that the more they want to start a dini. Now what does it mean? So the more as the kashe, but the neyach want to start a dini. Why the more? So the more says that the neyach want to start with the nemoneh, but not the neknosis. And be more, the Israelites were mitzvah and knosis as well. So the Ramban, in explaining the dinim, that they were mitzvah more, which is more, after all, they already, that was already after Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, and they already received certain mitzvahs of the Torah. In Mitzrayim, they already, certain mitzvahs were revealed to the Israelites. So the Torah, as the Rambam points out, so the Matan Torah began not at Sinai, but it began with Achilish HaZelochem, and that's the Pshat in Rashi. Omer Abitzchok, Lo Yisro HaTriro Tzricho HaSchil O Achilish HaZelochem, She Mitzvo Rishenu Shin Stavu Be Yisroel. But that was before Sinai, that was in Mitzrayim. So the Matan Torah began with Moshe Rabbeinu, with the first mitzvah that was revealed through Moshe. What was the first mitzvah? Achilish HaZelochem. So B'moro, so it was already the tzivuim of the Torah, because the Matan Torah began not with Sinai. At Sinai, so all the mitzvahs were revealed. But it began, Matan Torah began in Mitzrayim with the revelation of Achilish HaZelochem. So, and Moro was after that. So the Ramban says, in regard to the dinim of Moro, that it's not like the dinim Knosis, the dinim Omnis of the Torah. It only meant that the Jews were mitzvah at that moment to adapt their own dinim Knosis. So it's a kalachimur of logic. If in regard to the dinim of Moro, which was already part of the Tzivui HaTorah, so it did not refer to the dinim Knosis of the Torah that were revealed later in Sinai. That the dinim of the Neach, who have no shayches of Kabbalah Sator, that he did not refer to the Mishpotim of the Torah. I mean, it's mistaken like that. Anyway, and all the poskim achilik and Ramo. And Ramo himself is tailored in machlikas between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yitzchok. So Memele test the pshat in Rashi. Rashi agrees with Ramban that dinim is the nemoneh. And what does the nemoneh mean? Bein Rabon, Bein Rabbi Yechon and Bein Rabbi Yitzchok. It means that every nation among the Bezeilon is obligated to adopt the civil code. And that there shouldn't be chaos. It shouldn't be havoc. And that civil code is binding upon them. So Memele, that's why Rashi says, because needless to mention a case where one of the parties is a goy is a benayach. So he is mechuyev to adopt this book out. What does it mean? He's mechuyev to adopt this book out and to violate it. So what's the purpose of adopting a civil code if it can be violated? So the purpose of adopting a civil code is that it should be enforced. So mainly it's needless to be mentioned. Shmuel didn't have to tell us that if one of the parties is a goy, so then the Din HaMalchus is effective. Because just as in the case where both parties involved in the litigation are goyim, so of course the Din HaMalchus is effective. Because that's part and parcel of the Halacha of Dinim, that we have to adopt civil codes, a civil code in the Din HaMalchus, and that will be binding upon them. So the Mele, if one of the parties is a goy, So it's effective even regarding the Israel, the other party. But the Chiddush of Shmuel is that even if both parties are Israeli, it's still effective. Why? Because that's the basis for Dinei Malchus HaDineh. Why we say Dinei Malchus HaDineh? Because they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code. Of course, they are only mechuyev to adapt the civil code in respect to the Neach. They are not mechuyev to adapt the civil code for the Jews. But if the Melech, who is mechuyev to adapt the civil code for certain members of his people, of his country, so if he does adapt the same code and he imposes them upon the Jews who live in his country as well, so then it's fine. So in other words, the basis of Dinei Malchus HaDineh is the halacha. This is what Rashi says. Chutz migidin roshim v'adin chiznil, hoim shayim v'adin chiznil, hoim shayim v'adin chiznil, hoim shayim v'adin chiznil. So the Melech is mechuyev the Melech to adapt the civil code of, in respect to the God to the Neneach. So the Melech, if he imposes the same civil code upon the Jews who live together with the Neneach, so it's also binding. Here the Braise mentions the common features in Shtar Shichor and Get. So according to the Kame, they are three common features. In other words, Shomer Melech HaMevi, the requirement for Nechta for Nechtan, and Get Sheinsho Vit Kusi Posel. Get Sheinsho one it kusi, so it kosher by Gidnoshin Shechavodim, by other stories it's possible, and by Getisho and Shlashichu, when they are executed by Achoye, so it's possible. Whereas by other stories it's kosher. So, more as Ikash, in the Kometer Meir, there is a fourth common aspect, that it's a Chay, that is Yochel Arz. So, more asks, but there is a fourth one, according to Rabbanon, the fifth one according to Rameya, in other words, Lishmo. So that is common to get Shichur and to get Isho, and it doesn't apply to other stories. So Bishleim Lerabe, the Fonechtam Fonechtam is based upon Lishmo, so it's included Melech Melech Melech, Hanim Melech Melech. El Lerabe, so Fonechtam Fonechtam is not based upon Lishmo, only upon Ki Melech. So the Melech, Lishmo is not mentioned, so why doesn't he mention another common feature between Getisha and Shtar Shichur? Visu Beile Rabbe Beile Rabbe, Hoikem Chuba. Hoikem Chuba. So from this Gemara, that was Tesis mentioned earlier from this Gemara, that for the Nechtam, according to Rabbe, is only based upon the Psul of Lishmo, not upon other Psul. Because the Gemara says, Beile Rabbe Beile Rabbe, Hoikem Chuba. So the kashi is, why doesn't the Braise mention Lishmo and Chuber? So the Gemara gives a teres, Ki kotone psule de Rabbonon, the Braise loy kotone. So in other words, the Braise only mentions common features in Getisho and Shtar Shichur that involves psule de Rabbonon. But common features in Getisha and Shtar Shichur that involve Ipsul Reise, the Reise doesn't mention. So you want to ask the question, V'achoy Yishovi, Ipsul Reise hu Vikotone? Here the Reise mentions one of the common features is that by Getisha and Shtar Shichur, so if an Itkusi is signed, one Itkusi is signed together with the Yisroel, so then it's not possible. And whereas by other stories it is possible. And here he discusses Ipsul de Reise, because by other stories it's possible with Reise. It's possible with Reise. And here it's only with Rabbanon. I'm sorry, I'm not it, because I'm sorry. V'achoy should be called Ipsul de Reise. Not here the Reise mentions the common feature. If a get that was a getition, Shtar Shichur, that was signed by Goyish judges, so it is possible. And by other stories, it is kosher. So by Getisho and Shtar Shichur, so it is possible in the rising. it is possible, I said, not just absent-mindedly, I said, get changed on it, because there it's only absolute rabbonim. But Shtore Israel is Bachoyz. So Bachoyz should come to absolute the Raiz, and you could only, so you might need the Teretz, but in Misire, who have a lesser number in Misire, can say that even this soul of Ishtar, a getting shot, Shtar Shichur, that was signed by Goyish judges. So by other stories, including Shtar Atone, because of Dilma Chuzadine, it's kosher. But by getting Shtar Shichur, it's possible. So it's not possible with Raise, it's possible with Rabbanon. How is it possible only Rabbanon? But if Goyim signed it, Goyim Apostle Ines with Raise, the answer is the price is reference to a getting Shtar Shichur that was in Nimsa, but in Israel, Israel. And it was signed by Goyish. By going, so the male with the rice is kosher because of the Mizrahi Council, but only the Rabbon is possible because of the Mizrahi. But according to the Hobbes, the rice in the Tones, you know, is the terrible with the Mizrahi Chablaza, Domar in the Mizrahi Council. From Tones Seife, Rebshim and Eimer, Afil and Sheire, even though the Seife is mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not mentioned in the Price. But after all, this Price refers to the Deen of that is mentioned in the Mishnah. So the male, since Rav Shimon says Afilu Kshere, Roma Rav Zeire, Yorah Rav Shimon Shidosh Yisrom Bezal, Rav Yisrei Karsi. So Rav Shimon is Machshir, in Gedisho and Shechravodim, that is signed by Goyim, she judge by Goyim, so it's only when there are, it's names of Rav Yisrei Yisroel, and it's Shemes Mivokim. Shemes Mivokim. So Rav Shimon says that. So the implication being, that the Tanekame, the Rabbanon in the Mishneh, Mimele also, the Tanekame of the Praise, because the Praise refers to the Mishneh. So that the Tanekame of the Mishneh and the Praise does not agree with Rav Shimon. And Mimele, so that, and since Rav Shimon is based upon the sheet of Rav Lezer, so the Tanekame who does not agree with Rav Shimon does not agree with Rav Lezer. So the Mele, according to Tanekame, if a Getish or Shtar Shichur is signed by Goyim, so it's possible to rise, and still it's mentioned among the common features. Vom Abzir Yod Rav Shimon Shlosh Rav Lezer, Rav Mishir Karse, Michal Tanekame Zorba Loi, that not in Mishir Karse, so you go into the Teret, Ike Benaye Shemis Mevoki, Ike benayu shemis mevok. In other words, that both Tanekame and Rav Shimon both agree with Rav Lezer, the Nimsire Karsi. But Rav Shimon says that even though with Rabbanon there is a psul of Mizuyef Teche, but if they nechsim obvious goyim shenayim, so then it's not possible, because then we don't have to be gazer, you must not be halaye. Whereas the Tanekame holds that with Rabbonon, if the get is signed, if Ishtar is signed by Goyim, even though it's Nimshach Nimshir Yisroel, and even though the Goyim have typical Gentile names, so it's still possible. So Mele, when Tanekame mentions the common features, he only discusses Psulim de Rabbanon. He doesn't discuss Psulim de Raise. So the Gemara asks the Kasha. Vochazor, now let's go over the Rashi. Vohita lishmo nishom kitino shishir avodim. Bishlem rabi gom takaltim. Nuchmei yushibkin lishmo. He had nuchmei. Wo ich gebe Khuda und Posta dabei, das sind Kosten Rosan, wie ich noch so lange sehen die Szene, ja vielleicht auch gesagt, Tite, wie ich hoch, aber Lolo. So wird aber eine Mail gemein, aber wollen wir jetzt. Wir bin von der da. Et gut sie Post. Oh, go is possible. As a lady by get or shtar shichur, because the individual is getting condition. But that's not all. The only reason that Stasis point out, it goes is possible to say that Kule. But that is one of the reasons. Rachman only because of no sabi, she has to call the sinner, she has to call the sinner. But before the very shame, when the Messira must listen to Marsh, which was told to Mane, can you get the Messira? But I've read that the Messira can't say, we told Rachman again, we recall that call because of Aksimus Agatha. The Roy Aksimus today, who must listen to Bishop's visit from Israel. Rashi points it out that if it's only involves Psulei Rabbanon, then even though it was signed by the Goyish judges, but the text was written by Jews, because if the Goyish judges also wrote the text, so then it's possible. So, So the Gemara says, no, both the Tanakam and Rav Shimon agree with Rav Lezer. But now the Machlekes is in connection with Shimon's Mvokim. Now Shimon's Mvokim, the Tanakam, the Mishnah, the Rav Lezer, the Koyim. When the Rabbos on the Pasle, the Mosul Mismach, Ach Suminu, Meisle Bifneim. So here we have it, that Rashi says, that the Gzeir of the Mosul Mismach Alaye consists in the Choshe, maybe, so sometimes they will rely on the signatories and they'll use them as a misire. Not as this is explained of Dalet, that the Xavier of Dilmos and Mismechalai is. Maybe Bezin will not know that the signatories are going and they'll see the Shtar. So when the Isha produces such a get, or Ishtar Matone, so then Bezin will rely But Rashi explained it here, no. The Gzeira is, maybe they will be used as a Nisire. Dilmos and Mishnah, Chais, Mom, Israel, Bifneir. We also have Shimon and Meima. Im Shin is Mivokim, in Chovi Mein, Shin is Chon, Nikon, Mizi, Shein, Slava, Nimu, Zir, and Teichek. Di Beide Rab Lezer, Di Kula, Om, Yadu, Di Chovi Mein. Everybody knows that names like Humes, Abudine, Bashipsoye, Bakitre, are obviously Goyish names, so the Mele, no one will be saying them. The Shem Yisrael Yerushalayim and Mizim Tichel, Mir Rabbe Zeh, Kulam Yudem Yichovim, because of Mizim Ralai, Lord Mizire. But now the Gemara Zikashi, how can you say that the pricing only discusses common features that involve the question of Ipsum in Rabbonon, but the price does not discuss common features that involve a question of Ipsum in Raisi, but Reb Meir says there are four common features. And what is the common feature? The fourth one, Chazore the Zemir of the Raisi, not the Rabbonon. For Chazore the Raisi, the Kotone, Eloki Kotone, Mils and Lesser Migdushin, Mils and Lesser Migdushin, Loikoton, that was now the more use another teretz. And the kasha, who you can mechuba lishmo. So the teretz is not psule de reis, so loikoton, that we can say that in psule de reis is katon. We have to say that in psule de reis is katon. But the price only mentions common features that are peculiar to get Gishon Shtar Shicho and are not common to even to Shtar Gush. But the common feature, something that is common not only to get Gishon Shtar Shicho but also to Shtar Gush, then the price doesn't count. Now the Psul of Lishmo applies to Shtar Gush also. The Psul of Mechuber applies to Shtar Gush also. Now the price mentions before the Nechtam for Nechtam, because before the Nechtam for Nechtam does not apply to Shtar Gush. So, but something that is coming not only to Getish and Shtar Shicho, but also Shtar Gush, the price doesn't change. So now the Gemara is chazer from the Teretz, the Reis of the Katone. Enoch Name, the Reis is also Katone, but only the Reises and the Rabbonons that are peculiar to get Ish and Shtar Shicho, but are not true of Shtar Gush. But Lishmo and Mechuber are true of Shtar Gush as well. Mitzvah is a big Gush, like a ton. In other words, so this Gemara, I mean, of course, there are other Gemaras. This Gemara tells us that the Psul of Lishmo applies to Shtar Gush. The Psul of Mechuber applies to Shtar Gush. Why? Because of the Hekesh of the Yotz of the Hoyz. Oh, Mitzvah is a big Gush, like a ton. Let's see the Rashi. Holy Gospel.
אין לו הכיר את הלימוד, זה לא עשר קדושים. אם הכיפה הכי נוראי לא יקים לחוב לעבור לשמוע, לא הייתי שעה מפסולי דרעי של קטונה, אלא לימוד של איזה קדוש של קטונה. כי לשמוע בחובה, איזה נם שלו קדוש, איזה יוסף באיזו איזו אישה אחר, איזה שם היה מציע, אבל הוא פנה נכת על עשר קדושים. דיתה קונה דרעם בונה בעל מהי בגיד, דיו מוסף בעל מהר או פוסל. So, שאומר למלך אומי, he doesn't apply to קדוש. How about כל גד שאיש לו וכוסי אחר, איזה קושר. So, that's it, so the Rabbono. And then what? So that is true only of Getishon Shtashichu. Why? How is it that Getishon Shtashichu are more cowed than all other stories? The answer is because by Getishon Shtashichu there is a special Rabbono of a Yidim Chais Mil Azeb with Nizeh. So the Mele, since one signatory is a Kusi, the other signatory is Yisroel Gomo, and Yisroel Gomo did not sign except in the presence of the co-signatory, the Kusi. So obviously he knew that that Kusi was a Kusi Chover, was not an ordinary Kusi, but was a Kusi Chover. So the Yisroel could have signed in the absence of the Kusi. So he didn't know that it was a Kusi. So the only reason as to why it's kosher by Getish Shtar Shichu is because there is the Rabbon of Hidaket Lechish Mitzel Buznizeh. And that the Rabbon of Hidaket Lechish Mitzel Buznizeh applies only to Getish Shtar Shichu. It doesn't apply to Shtar Gush. ואת כוסי דם אלו קושי קדוש, די דחשם גיד נאי נתן אל כמרון ולגיד את נחיס מסל בזה, מה שהיא כמישה שטורס. ואחוי יסנם על איזה קדוש, היכה דיקי נמסיר הישראל. נחל באו את החויס, בואו. So even according to that Teretz of the Gemara, even though the Gemara was chayzeh from the Teretz, the Reis of the Gotone. But we still say that when the Reis mentions Achoyes, it is reference to a case when it's signed by Jews, but it was Nimsah b'nei Yidim Sira Yisroel, the Yidim Yisroel. So then it's only possible in Rabbon, because of Zil, the Muslim Mizpech Alayim. So by Getisha and Shtashifo it's possible. But by Kedushin, it's not possible, because suppose he'll be saying Mechalai, so then he'll only be Machmir, he will not be Meikir. So this psul of Mizuyach Miteich, it doesn't apply to Kedushin. V'achoy is not less than Kedushin. Hey, Chadi, keep me Sirei Yisrael. We get to Shikho, the Gazem, the Muslim, Miss Mechalai. That's what's going to get Achrine. אבל בקדושן, כאילו מדרעייס ומקודשס, משום אי מסירה, אי אמרת אין מקודשס. So there we couldn't say that because of his דיום אוסל מסמך עליי, it should be considered אין מקודשס. Then we would be maker. But we could say, it's אין מקודשס, only מדרבונו, לחומרה. In other words, that if somebody else will be מקדשר, so she should require not again. But the חכומים, we're not misacting that way. Because it's lishchiach that somebody else should be zeirik dushin to her. So the mele the psul the rabbonon doesn't apply to shtar dushin. Yeah, but the kedushin service is Israel. So the gemara says kashi vochazori kufei zeirik dushin. How do you say that the price only counts common features that are peculiar to kedushin shtar shichu and do not apply to Shtar Gushin, but Rameya mentions a fourth common feature between Getish and Shtar Shichu, the fact that it can be Chayzeir, and that applies to Shtar Gushin also. Suppose someone will say to Yishliach, 10 Shtar Gushin Zeh, Liisha please. He wants to be Mekadisha. And then he'll accept it. And then before the Shliach delivers it to that Tisha Plainis, he'll be Chayzeh. He'll certainly be able to be Chayzeh. He'll certainly be able to be Chayzeh. And still it is counted. So we see that the price accounts even common features that are true of Shtar Gushin also. So the Gemara gives it Teretz, B'Shlichas Baal Korcho, the Begir Shemise U'Vikdushin Les. So Rashi says, what did it mean? Bishlichas bal korcho. Tilei ma, tum yedigitin lo yushkachas lo bitush. Do shmi azem mishtalach etzlo, ligarsho bal korcho. Vichein lehevet, nishachri al korcho. Aber in Kedushin, lo hoyo nase shliach etzle al kocho. In other words, the Braise is reference to a case where the Baal, the Oden, says to the shliach, ten get zele ishti, or shtar shichu zele abdi, in a situation where the Isha and the Eved refuse to be divorced or to be mishuchim. The price is reference to such a case. So in such a case, you couldn't visualize in connection with Kedushin, because the Baal couldn't tell Shliach, you give this shtar Kedushin to this woman, even though she doesn't want to become married to me, because Kedushin cannot take effect by alcohol on the Isha. But the Braise has reference to a case where the Eved refuses to be Mishuchah, where the Isha refuses to be divorced, and still the Baal says, Ten Shtashicho Ze Liabdi, or get Ze Liishti. So in such a case we couldn't apply to Shtar Kedushin, because Shtar Kedushin Baal Kocho does not exist. Bishlichen Baal Kocho, when Madum Yenigitin and Mishkachan Kedushin, do Shtriya Zeh Mishtalach Etz Lelgar Shem Baal Kocho, Vichin Levet Nishach Al Kocho, Am Kedushin Lo Yenase Shliach Etz Baal Kocho, Hil Kachoche Ketone, Vezu Shom Yenigitinoshin Shech Avodin, She Shtriya Zeh O Yenase Shliach Etz Baal Kocho, Vim Hotza Baal Chizeh, Ma Shein Ki Mikdushin, Da'ano Gam Dechizeh, Yeloi Dum Yedahanem. So in other words, we see a very big chiddush from this Rashi, that according to Rabbanon, that Shtar Shichu is his chus. So even if the Eved says, I don't want to be Mishuchah, I prefer to be an Eved all my life of this Oden, still the Oden can tell someone, you be Zeche in this Shtar Shichu of my Eved, even though he doesn't want to be Mishuchah. In other words, by chus, we say Zochel Lodom Shalom Yifono Avim Baal Koch. Now, it's a price in Mufreshes, in Gor Basre, that if someone is Mizakin Matone to another person, he can do it. In other words, Reuven can say to Shimon, now, this Gemore that belongs to me, you pick it up and you be Zeche for Levi. And Levi is Zeche. But suppose Reuven says to Shimon, you be Zeche in this Gemore for Levi. Then Levi hears about it. Levi says, I don't want any gifts from Reuven. So then it's retroactively bought. So that's Gemore Mefareshes in Gemore Basre. In Gemore Basre. That it says, Amizake lechaveire voma halo yefshi lo yzochabe. So that means there is no Zochmon Shalom Yifono Baal Kochei. When do we say Zochmon Shalom Yifono? Minastam. So Minastam we say Zochmon Shalom Yifono. But if the beneficiary, the one who is the recipient of that Zchus, when he finds out, says, no, I don't want it, so it's Botlo Mebutlo, Lemafreya. So how can Rashi say that the Braise has reference to a case where the Oden says, where the Oden says to the Shliach, you ten Shtar Shichu Zeh Le'Avdi, even though he is screaming, he doesn't want to be Mishuchah, but I want to be Mishachim anyway. And then according to the Rabbanon, that it's his chus, so he becomes Mishuchah. How can we apply a loche of Zochlot Shalom Yifono or Baal Kocho? So that's the discussion. Now let's see the cases. Piri Mikuntres. And it seems as if superficially it appears that Tesis is certainly right, as in the proportion. Mr. Asvore, it appears that Tesis is right, superficially, and then there's a Gemara Mefureshes, Gav Matone, Hamizak Lechavir, Yivom Ra'oi Efshi, Lo Yizoch Abot. Vinire, so how does Tesis explain the Gemara? Vinire Kipir Shrach, Dichim Di Bebet Vishu Yikishliches, Baal Kocha Havamine Di Yochei Lazer, Dichim Di Boi Yashliach, Kilo Bo Yon Yodome, Kipi Shinchim Lagi, Avon Dushin Dei Baal Kocha Pshin Lechezir, Umilzed Lese Bikdushin, Milzed Lese Bikdushin, but the Gemara says, Milzed Lese Bikdushin Lo Yototone, and it's only Milzed Lese Bikdushin,
So in other words, when the Gemara says that Mil said lesser Mikdushin Kotone, Mil said Mikdushin Kotone, so Mil said lesser Mikdushin Kotone, it means that something that is lesser Chidish Mikdushin. So in other words, you do not have to. So the price mentions Chazore, because Chazore by the Kedushin is the double portion that he can be chazer. Where is it the Chidesh? By Gedish and Shtashicho, because Gedish and Shtashicho, so if the Odin would give the directly the get, the Shtashicho into the hand of the Isho, the Ered, then it would be Chal. So maybe one could have his al Gedaitoch, maybe he cannot be chizah. He cannot be chizah. Because since he could do it balkoch of the Isha, balkoch of the Eved, so if he gave it to the Shliach and he told the Shliach to be zeichet for them, so he cannot be chizah. He cannot be chizah. Even if it's not his chus, he cannot be chizah. What could happen that way? So come Ashmo, Mashiach is Magdushin, so it's a double poshut that he can be chizah. This is how he takes his explaining of it. Vikoshe, leisli nishalon balkocho, ba'ava, afil rabba. So in other words, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesvis, as to whether, according to Rabbono, that shtashichu is a schus, whether one can be mizaki, to the Eved, balkocho of Eved. According to Rashi, yes, and according to Tesvis, not. Now, so Rashi has to be explained on the basis of Svore, and then it's Gemara Meforesh has got Matani. But there is another Rishon who agrees with the Shita of Rashi. Rashi is not the only one who says that. And that is the Rashbo in Gdushin, in his Chidushin, and the Sugye, that from Gimul there in Gdushin. So the Rashbo says, Vilui di Mistapine. So he says that by Shtar Shicho, like Shtar Shicho, so even Balkoche of David, the Odin can be Mizaki Mishtashichu to them. But, so the Rashba is the Kashi, but there is a Yimor Mifreshes in Bulopasre, Gabi Matone, that if Omar Haloi Yefshi, so we know he's a Chabo. So he says, Matone is different. Because Matone on an ideal level is not his force, it's a Chayim. Because saying Matone is Yechim, it's not on an ideal level. So Matone is a Chayim, it's not his force. But unfortunately, people are not in that madrege. It's nafshi shalodo machmadoso. So mimele, because of that, Matone also becomes ischus. Even though it's at atzmo, it's a chayim. Same Matone is here. But people are not on that level. So mimele, it is ischus. But if, so it is ischus as long as it's not determined that this recipient of the Matone is at a higher level. But if the recipient of the Matone, when he finds out, he says, I don't want. So then, it's a Gloria Milsele Mafreya, that vis-a-vis that person, it's not his chus. Vis-a-vis that person, it's not his chus. So the Mele, it's Bottle Mafreya. Masheikin Shicho is Misad Atzmes. On an ideal level, it's ischus. And so if it is ischus, an ideal level, so even if he says, even if he screams, I don't want to be mishucha, but it's still ischus. Then he has another kasha. But geirus is certainly ischus, an ideal level. Mitzadat me, not because of nafshi shalom machmadosom. And the Gemara says, daf yudalef thinks to this, geirkot matmilasam das bezin. Why? Because it's ischus. But why? Because if when they grow up, they decide that they don't want to be Jewish, so the Mele, it's Balkoche. But according to the Rashbo, if it is Chus Gomo, something that is Misadatzni is Chus, so even Balkoche, we apply the Aloche of Zohar Shalifonov, so he says, Geirus is different, even though Geirus is Chus Misadatzni, but Geirus cannot take effect. Balkoche of the Gea. So the melee, since Gabus cannot take effect, Bal Kocher of the Gea, so the melee, Gabus cannot, Bal Kocher, we don't apply the Aloche of Zochmod and Shoni for him, because it's Bal Kocher. Masheik in Shicho can take effect, Bal Kocher. Suppose he would hand over the Shtar Shicho to the Eved directly. So then the Shicho would be hard. So the Mele al Beishiye, he can also be hard. Now the question arises, so why did the Rajbo have to say when he asked the Kashi for Matoni? Why did he have to say because Matoni is not Ischus Mitzadatzme? Even if Matoni would be Ischus Mitzadatzme. But Matoni too, you cannot transfer something to another person, Bal Kocher. The only thing that can be transferred, Bal Kocher, is Getish. So in other words, if we don't say like it says, so we have to say that's the exercise. But anything else, you cannot force a person to acquire title in something he doesn't want to acquire title. So why did Rashbo have to say that the reason is why Matone Bal Kocher you don't apply the Aloch of Zochim is because it's not a Schus Mitzadatzme, it's only because Nashon Machon Tazom. Even if it had been a Schus Mitzadatzme, so we have to say Nochaname. So that Kashi is raised. But we have to say Nochaname. But, so, there are two terutzim as to why Matone Bal Kocher, so he's ineffective. One is because Matone cannot take effect Bal Kocher. And the other one is because Matone is not a schus Mitzadatzme. So, it is obvious that Rashi Shite is like the Rashbo. And Teisves is Chelikam. Now, let's see another Rashi. Upachim on Chazor and Gufi Yisrael Yidushin. Shimo Sashtab Yushin Mishluchim. Virotso Larzer Yechilzer. דאין כאן סחוס סולו, דאוסו פעקו לאהובי, ומשום הישטוחי, אין מסחי אבים זה ניסר. So, Rashi says, חזור אל גוף איסה בקדוש, שימוס השטר קדוש נשלוחי, ורוצה לאר זה חייזר, דאין כאן סחוס סולו, דאוסו פעקו לאהובי. So, why does Rashi say, by קדוש נו, we don't apply the locher of Zochin, לא יודעים שלא נפון אוף תדי אישו, because קדוש נו is not a סחוס for the woman. It's not his schus. She becomes also to the whole world. The implication being that if Kedushin had been his schus to the woman, then we could apply the aloche of Zochim Odesh in front of by Kedushin too. Now, that seems contrary to the Chiddush of the Ketzei Sachishe, the Siman Rish Mem Gimel, and the Ivek Yehoshua, the Siman Chof Gimel. That's Rabbi Zlachari. So they both say, and also in the Keres HaMishne, in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Geirashin. So they all say that we only say Zochim Leodom Shalim Lufanov, but not Zochim Meodom. On the basis of Zochim, we can be Mizake, someone, that someone should acquire title in something. But suppose someone has a certain chayfetz, a piece of merchandise, and let's say the price of that piece, of that commodity, so he's going to decline in a few days. Let's say he's a bookie in the stock market and he knows that the price in the course of a month, the price will decline from $1,000 to $100. And he's a friend of the owner of that commodity. So, and the owner of that commodity happens to be, I don't know, somewhere on the moon. He cannot reach him. So he wants. So he wants to be mizake, to sell it to someone, and there are many customers. There are many customers who are willing to buy it at the price of $1,000. It certainly is chutz, because if he will not sell it, so then in another month, so it will decline. So it's definitely chutz. There is no doubt that it's chutz. Usually, if you try to be mizake to sell for someone, so you can say it's not his schus. He doesn't want to give up ownership. But in such a case, so it's definitely his schus. So the Ketzei Sachishe, Siman Rish Mem Gimel says, we cannot apply the Aloha of Zochim Odesh Lifonov, because you only say Zochim Leodom. On the basis of Zochim, you can invest someone with title. But you cannot, we do not say Zochim Meodom. You cannot divest title from someone. Even, now, the Moglavron in Ilches Pesach, he says to the contrary. He says that if the owner of Chometz happens to be Medina Sayam and it's Erev Pesach, so a friend of his can sell his Chometz to the Goy because it's a schutz for him. When he comes back from Medinas Yam, he will not be able to use it. It will be Chomesh of all the Pesach. So the Mogavon says that we do say Zochim Meyodo. But the Ktesachishin says we do not say Zochim Meyodo. It's a machleki between the Mogavon and the Ktesachishin.
Now, so from this Rashi, it's a Raye, not like the Ktesachishin. Why? Because, in other words, according to Ktesachishin, we only say Zochim Meyodo Ponov, Ligabi Das Kene, not Ligabi Vakne. By Dushi, the issue is the Makne. She is Makne herself to the Baal. The Baal is Kene. Acquires a Kiyanisa in her. The Baal is the Kene. She is the Makne. She is the Das Makne. So it's Zochim Meyodo. So why does Rashi have to say the reason is why you don't apply the Loch of Zochim? Because it's a detriment to her. She becomes Zochim. Even if it can't be a detriment. We don't say Zochim Meyodo. So it's a Raya from Rashi that we do say Zochim Meyodo. But what Ktesachishin says is probably the Shita of the Rashbo in the Dorim Daf Lamed.